It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Everybody, get up and dance! It's that song! Down, 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 down. Just keep seeing Kevin Bacon running around in a warehouse to this song. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Chris Gallegos, also known as Big Fuzz. Sitting in the captain's chair, Darren went home sick earlier this evening. Hope he's feeling better. We've been doing a lot of, we've been talking a lot of sports tonight. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
I like
it. Gotta get that in.
Oh, you know. Well, yesterday we spent no time. Like, I believe that was like a record. Well, I don't know. We talked some tennis.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really in the realm of sports that we were talking about
today. No, it was to light up for the bit that we were, yeah.
And that
bit,
and that led us down the road of porn movies. I'm not proud, but it was fun.
Yeah.
We were talking about Kenny. I don't know why. Something in my head just like, I want to hear Footloose, like the theme to Footloose. Yeah. It's a great song. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, wow. Kenny Loggins was kind of like the soundtrack of my childhood. Like, you realize he did, so he did the big song from Footloose, and then he did the big song from Caddyshack, I'm All Right, and then he did the big song from Top Gun, Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah.
He did Danger Zone. Like, he wrote, if he never wrote another song in his life, but he just wrote the themes to those three movies, he'd still retire a billionaire. Because those movies, yeah. And of course, this conjures up the image of the groundhog doing his little shimmy at the end of the movie. Guy was apparently a genius.
That's my go-to dance move.
It's not every guy's go-to dance move. It's just like, I'm just going to move like this a little and bite my lip. Yeah, and then Danger Zone, and then he had like Whenever I Call You Friend, which I remember. This Is It, but those three songs, just from how does a guy get that lucky to write three huge songs for three iconic movies? Come on, come on!
Get you fired up for a game.
It does. Oh, absolutely, it does. You just
or watch some Archer.
I love it. And did you see the Archer where he kidnaps Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Or he tries to anyway. Yeah. And Kenny Loggins turns out to be this like real bad bleep, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a tough MF-er.
Tough spy.
Yeah. Come on, it's a great song. And he gets Kenny Loggins to sing as a birthday present for Lana. When it's really just for him, because like, she doesn't even know who Kenny Loggins is. But he's so proud that he got Kenny Loggins to sing Danger Zone. That's fantastic. So we've been talking some sports, some baseball. Rockies are off tonight. They start a 3-game homestand against the Giants tomorrow night here at Coors Field. And then we just went over the Broncos schedule for the upcoming season. And I figured out they're going to win.
Some early predictions?
I figured out they're going to win 11 games. Maybe a little optimistic, but I have faith and trust.
Yeah.
Even though I don't trust the quarterback, I trust this defense, and I trust Mike McCoy and John Elway. You had him at 10-6, which is still not bad, still pretty good. Should be enough to get him to the playoffs in AFC, because there are a lot of bad teams in football.
Oh yeah,
I mean there used to 8-8. The league has a lot of parity, but really the best teams in each division kind of, or at least the AFC, kind of separate themselves near the end of the season. So you'll end up with the Patriots, the Broncos, Kansas City, Oakland, Pittsburgh. And those are teams. And you know who we didn't even talk about was the Ravens. The Ravens are always tough.
Oh, yeah.
The Ravens are always tough.
Cincinnati's been up there the past couple of years. They made it to the playoffs, but
they just can't sustain excellence.
Yeah.
For some reason.
They fall apart right when they get into the playoffs, and it's just like.
Yeah. For some reason. Well, and I understand why. I mean, the Ravens, the Steelers are two organizations. I mean, I don't respect the Patriots at all. They scare me, but I hate them. I actually really respect the Steelers.
Yes.
When people are like, oh, we got to do it the Patriots way. I'm like, no. Screw that. I would like the Broncos to do it the Steelers way and have continued success for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do it the right way. And I think John Elway is.
Because the Patriots were bad in the 90s.
Oh, my God. They were,
so terrible. Bad.
They were terrible. I mean, they had that 1 year in 85 to go to the Super Bowl. Then they were awful, awful, awful. They have the 1 year in 95 to go to the Super Bowl.
Lose to Brett Favre.
And then they were awful. I mean, people forget how bad Belichick's first year in New
with
England
the Patriots,
was
yeah.
with
oh,
the
yeah.
Patriots. They were yeah. they were not good. And then, you know, they got lucky with his quarterback. And
Well, they had Drew Bledsoe for a minute.
They did have Drew Bledsoe, but that was his second year,
yeah,
I believe. And Drew Bledsoe was good. I mean, Drew Bledsoe was good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But just by stroke of luck, he gets injured and in walks this unknown, you know, Brady.
Lights it up.
Just makes me sick. Anyway, I know. I have an unnatural dislike.
Like, I don't like them, but I respect that they're good. They're a good team right now. You got to respect their ability to win.
I don't like how they win. You know what I mean? I don't like how they win because it's shady.
Yeah. Like they push the gray area a lot.
They do. It's shady to me. And yeah. and they're like, oh, it's just gamesmanship. I'm like, yeah, well, I think it's shady. The Steelers aren't shady. You know, when they win with a very specific style.
Yeah.
It's not shady.
Grit and grind.
And I liked that. I could not have been prouder when they got rid of the little Napoleon. The man whose name shall not be spoken by my lips, J. McD. When they got rid of him for cheating. I mean, basically, he taped another team.
Yeah.
And our organization said, that does not fly here in Denver. Here's the door. Go away. And I could not have been happier.
Brought in somebody that Elway.
And you know what? That was the beginning of the return of the Denver Broncos. They stood by. They had some morals. Said, we are not going to stand for this here in Denver. And Elway brought in Fox. And Fox, I mean, for goodness sake, they won a playoff game with Tim frickin' Tebow.
Against the Steelers.
Against the Steelers. But, I mean, Tim Tebow. That, to me, shows you an organization.
The guy that looks like he's throwing with the wrong arm, right?
Right. That, to me, shows you that this is an organization that will do almost anything to win the right way.
And then, I mean, Elway is the reason why I like him as a GM is he's always looking to win. It's not settle for okay.
Right.
Because Fox was doing fine here. He was doing all right.
He won, but he couldn't.
He got us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then it's like, nope, we're going with someone else.
Yeah. If you're not able to do this, then I'm going to get someone in here who can. And he did. And it's just. Football's such a weird thing because you almost have to get a number one or two seed to have a chance of going to the Super Bowl. Whereas, unlike in hockey, I'm going through the scores during the break, and the defending champs, the Blackhawks, number one seed going into the playoffs in hockey, they just got swept out of the playoffs by Nashville. You've got
no freaking way.
Yes, freaking way. Absolutely freaking way. Pittsburgh, they just finished off Columbus, so, you know, you've got that going for you. But there are, every year in hockey, a lot of high seeds get knocked out early, which I don't necessarily think is great for the game. Like, it's fine, you want to see the underdogs, but when it comes right down to it, you want to see the best teams play each other when it matters.
Yeah, because when you have a team that's kind of like a dynasty, you got the teams that you love them or hate them, and people are going to watch them because they want to watch them lose.
Absolutely.
Or they want to watch them win.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing in between.
You know, basketball, generally your top seeds go. They advance. It's one of the few sports where if you're a number one seed, generally you're going to have the best chance to go. Now, this year in the East, the number two seed really should have been the number one seed. I mean, Cleveland tanked to get that number two seed. They didn't want a thing from Chicago. They did not want to see the Bulls. But they wanted to see Indiana. And I was so happy because Indiana was beating them by 26 points. And I'm like, yay, go Indy. Beat that guy. And then, of course, they choke it up. They lose by five. I'm like, okay, great. Here, Indianapolis, have you met the Atlanta Falcons? You guys should have dinner sometime. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
Where's Darren?